Gentlemen, the world-famous business and casual shirts from Charles Tirrett are here, designed in London and made for Texas. These will be your go-to shirts from the boardroom to the bar and beyond. And right now, you can get three exquisite shirts or polos for just $99, plus free shipping and a six-month guarantee. That's $200 off. Visit ctshirts.com and use code STYLE. That's ctshirts.com, code STYLE.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sister that's listening to this is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that you have given any gifts to, that she starts to see what, how, not to ignore it and to pay attention to it and to pursue after you in holiness, so that it can be developed for the sake of the church and also for the spreading of the gospel. Let's call these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting at verse 27. It says, "Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, government, diversity of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way." And then this is Matthew 13, verse 32. Talking about the kingdom of heaven, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs and becometh the tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Okay. Speaking of the kingdom of heaven. Sorry, I want to read that whole verse and read the verse before. It says, let's start at verse 31. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field." Okay, really important. "Which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs." Okay, so if you look, okay, you want to have, because sometimes when people start thinking about the gifts of the Spirit, they kind of think that it'll just like boom appear one day and be really big. If that happens, more than likely you've got a demon on your hands, to be honest with you. You need to be practicing discernment, because the kingdom of heaven doesn't work that way. Okay. It works just like the Bible says. Okay. Where it's this small grain of seed. Okay. Very small, an inkling of something. Okay. That you notice, a glimpse, and you have to be really humble to notice it. And it's super easy to pass it by. Okay. If you're just caught up in the world or walking in pride. Okay. And what happened is, it's just like that. You sow it in a field. You see you've got something, so you start pursuing after it. You start praying. You start fasting. You start going after it. And then, like he says, covet most earnestly the most excellent gift. So you start going after it. You start desiring it. You start praying for it. Okay. So if you think, because in the times ahead, things are going to get very difficult, okay, and these gifts, okay, that he's going to be giving to the church are going to become really important, because they're going to help out other members of the body of the church, okay. They're all going to, like, just like the scripture says, it's going to help out all of us, okay. One will connect to another to help another to help another. And you may find yourself in trials right now, even, where he's desiring to bring this forth. This is Acts chapter 14, verse 22. It says, "Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must that we must, through much tribulation, enter the kingdom of God. And that's the kingdom of God. These gifts of the Spirit are the kingdom of God. And you want to be aware of it, because if you're in the middle of a trial and the Lord is telling you, okay, don't run out and just buy something. Pray for a while and see if, you know, the thing that's broken gets fixed. Okay? He might be giving you a gift of faith that could lead to a gift of miracles, okay? Or if you don't know what's going on, he's saying, fast and seek me with your whole heart. And you got an inkling of what you think is going to happen in your trial. He's saying, you know, go and seek some confirmation for this. He might be seeking to grow in you the gift of prophecy. You got to be careful, because the church is just really, you know, unfortunately, just deceived a lot of times and filled with the world and all this celebrity culture in the United States. So you got to be really guarded. And everybody wants to be like a prophet and an apostle, and they're anointing themselves. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that. You're headed for a fall if you do that, okay? I'm talking about him, the Holy Spirit, okay, is giving you something, calling you. Or in your heart, you really want something. You look and say, I really want the gift of healing. Okay, like he says, covet. Then you humble yourself. Don't anoint yourself and make things up. But for real, just in the spirit, being humble and lowly, praying and fasting and going after it with the Lord. I'll leave it there for today, okay? Father, I pray for any sister that's listening, that she just has a glorious day walking in your spirit and abounding in love for you. I ask all these prayers in Father's Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Moms are amazing at tracking down hard-to-find items. Library books, socks, you name it. But sometimes help is welcomed. Care.com makes it easy to find babysitters near you. Sitters with the experience and skills your family needs, like after-school pickup and homework help. You just post a job for qualified sitters to apply. And since all Care.com caregivers are background checked, you can feel confident about interviewing and hiring. To get the child care help you need, sign up now at Care.com.